Yeah, the Mishnah Daf Tzadik Vov. Ma bein Pesach Mitzrayim lePesach Durus. Yeah, again, ma bein Pesach Mitzrayim lePesach Durus. What's the difference between the Korban Pesach that was brought to Mitzrayim, the first Korban Pesach, for the Aloch is all the Durus that we have to do in our generations, the Durus? Is Pesach Mitzrayim by the Aloch by Mitzrayim was Mikchoy Mibeser. They had to buy the Korban on the 10th day of Nisan. A special mitzvah then, we'll soon see the Pasuk says they have to buy it on the 10th day of Nisan. V'toyin hazor ba'agudas ezov. Also, there's a special mitzvah then, v'shashti after the shchitas of the Korban Pesach, with the dam, they had to dip inside the dam with the agudas ezov, a type of a growth of a branch it was, that they dipped into the blood. V'al ha'mashkuf v'yashtei ha'mezuzas. Like the Pasuk says, there's a special mitzvah then, they should take the blood and put it on the top of the doorpost and the two sides of the doorpost. Yashtei ha-mezuzah, the two sides of the doorpost. A special mitzvah. Like the Gemara before said, that was like a mizbeach, those three places. The top of the doorpost and the two sides, that's where the Zrikas Adam had to go on. V'ne'echal b'chipozen. And b'Pesach Mitzrayim, there's a special mitzvah to eat the korban fast. Ne'echal b'chipozen. And b'layla echad, only one night. Or Pesach Duras Noya Kol Shiva. Mashenkin Pesach that we bring the Duras that we have after Pesach Mitzrayim Mishasta Beis Hamikdash, that was Noya, or even afterwards next year ready, was Noya Kol Shiva. For 7 days they had halachas of Hilchas Pesach. We'll see in the Gemara which halacha does it mean. The Korban, of course, is still only one day. So we'll see in the Gemara what it means that the Pesach Duras has 7 days to it. So Rashi says, Mikhoi Mebeser. Oimer Zeloshin Pesach. Oimer Zeloshin Pesach. When you buy it the 10th day of Nisan, you have to buy it and say, this should be for the Korban Pesach. The Pesach says, B'yesa l'chodesh hazeh. V'toyin hazo de'goy. The same thing, but the same thing, l'ayalech m'fosh b'gemor. So the Gemara, Minolon. How do we know this? That what, that on Pesach Mitzrayim, they had to buy the Korban on the 10th day of Nisan. How did they know this? So the Gemara says, the Pesach says, Dabru el kol adas Yisrael, leimor, piyesa l'achodesh hazeh, v'yikhu. It says the 10th day of this month, so diik is l'achodesh hazeh. This month is v'yikhu. There's a special mitzvah, v'yikhu lehem ish sel leveis obois sel abois. So diik is, it says, piyesa l'achodesh hazeh. In this month, has by Yitzias Mitzrayim, in the time of Mitzrayim, that year, there was a mitzvah to buy it the 10th day of Nisan. So Idashin, Ze Mekcha Bebeser, that year they had to buy the korban on the 10th day of Nisan. V'yein Pesach Duras Mekcha Bebeser, Mashenken L'Duras after that year, from then on, whenever the Klai Yisrael brings the korban Pesach, there's no mitzvah, you have to buy the korban by the 10th day of Nisan. That doesn't apply. Like Rashi, no Rashi. For the Mo'elo Mayatev, this is true. That you're making such a drush when the Pasuk says, L'achod be'esol l'achodish hazeh. When the Pasuk says hazeh, it means only right now in Pesach Mitzrayim they had these halachas. But l'durus, you don't have these halachas. Abazoy, the next Pasuk later, the Pasuk in the Pasha says, V'hoyo lochem l'mishmeres ad arba osar yoyim l'achodish hazeh. It says, after they bought the korban on the 10th day of Nisan, they had to hold it for 4 days. And they had to watch it until the 14th day of Nisan, Erev Pesach, and that's when they made the Shechita. Now from this halacha we learn out that every korban you have to have a bikur, you have to check it out 4 days before you want to use it. You have to make sure there's no mum on the korban. There's a halacha by every korban, any time you bring a korban, 4 days before it's brought, you have to check out the korban to make sure there's no mum. So for the Gemara, Hochi Nami, here also you want to tell me, Ze Toyin Bikur Dalad Yomim, Koydim Shechita. It says also in this pasuk, it says, "V'hoyu lechem lemishmeres ad arba osayim lachodesh hazeh." Hazeh will be mashma only that year, only the year of Yitzias Mitzrayim. There's such a halacha you have to watch the korban 4 days before it's brought. Other the ein acha toyin bikur, but no other korban the durus would have this halacha that you have to check out the korban 4 days before it's brought. Like Rashi says, lemishmeres. Bikur shelo yehei beimum mevakru noisa kol arbo. 4 days before you bring a korban, it has to be checked out to make sure there's no mum on the korban. Uchsiv hazeh. Here the pasuk says hazeh. Smashm only that year. Is Ochinam, you want to tell me here also, Demamayite Pesach Duris, V'chol Shar Karbonis, that no other Korban and the rest of the Korban Pesach do not have to be checked out 4 days before? For at the Gemara of Tanya, we learned this, brought down in Megillas Tainis, that Beng Bag Bag Oimer, Minayin Litomid Shetoyin Bikr Dalad Yomin, Koydim Shchita. How do we know every day when you bring the Korban Atomid, Zai Soshacha Zasha Ben Aboyim, it has to be checked out 4 days before it's brought? The Bezdin has to check it out to make sure there's no mum. How do we know this halacha? Shenema, the Pasuk says in Bamidbar, Tishmeru Lahakriv Libemoyadai. You should watch the Korban Atomid, to bring it at the right time every day. That's what it says there. It says the word Tishmeru. Olahalin Umoimer, and by Korban Pesach, the Pasuk says, Vohoyo Lachem Lemishmeris Ad Arba Osor. So we learn Darshim, by Korban Pesach, the Torah says in Pesach Mitzrayim, you should watch your Korban for 4 days. From the 10th day of Nisan up until Yudal of Nisan, there's a mitzvah Shemira, watch the Korban, which means check it out to make sure it has no mum. So Malahalan, just like over there by Korban Pesach Mitzrayim, Toyin Bikur Dalad Yomim, you have to check out your Korban 4 days, Koydem Shchita, before you shech the Korban to bring it for Korban, it has to be checked out 4 days in advance, is Afkan. Here also, the mitzvah l'doris to bring a Korban Atomid every single day has the same halacha, Toyin Dikra Dalad Yomim. It has to be checked out 4 days in advance. That's the Pasuk Tishmeru, L'akriv Li. We learn it out from the Pasuk of Ohoy Lechem L'mishmeres from Korban Pesach of Mitzrayim. You have to watch it out 4 days beforehand. So you see the Pasuk of Ohoy Lechem L'mishmeres Ad Arba Osa Yoyim L'chodesh Hazeh. Even though it says the word Hazeh, it doesn't only mean that year by Korban Pesach, Mitzrayim, but you can learn out from here. So Marian says, Shani Hosom Dechtiv Tishmeru. I tell you, no, there's no kasha. Here, by the Korban HaTomid, the Pasuk says clearly Tishmeru. It's not the pshat we're learning it out from Pesach Mitzrayim. We're just learning out what does the word Tishmeru mean. As the Torah says clearly, by Korban HaTomid, there's a mitzvah of Tishmeru. You have to watch the Korban HaTomid. Now, what does this word mean? So we're learning it out that the word Tishmeru here means, just like it says by Pesach Mitzrayim, V'hoyu lechem l'mishmeres, which means it has to be watched 4 days. Here also the Torah means it has to be watched 4 days. But we're not really learning it out from Pesach Mitzrayim. Like, there's no kashem. Pesach Mitzrayim, Taka says, Hazer, only that year had to be watched. But other Pesachs from then on does not have to be watched 4 days in advance. Why does the Korban HaTomid have to be watched? Because there's a special Zeras HaKosef Tishmeru that's telling us we have to watch it. Now, what does the word Tishmeru mean? Now we learn out the explanation of the word means you have to watch it 4 days in advance, like the Pesach Mitzrayim. But good, so here wouldn't be a kasha. Shani Yostim is still Tishmeru. Of Fratik Gemara, though, but the Braisa goes on and says, O Pesach Duris Nami. How do I know that Pesach Duris also, it has to be watched 4 days in advance? You have to check out your Korban. Hoksiv, the Pesach says, V'yavadato es avoida hazois b'achodesh hazeh. Now this already is going on the next parsha, not on Pesach Mitzrayim, but the Torah is saying the tzivui, what you have to do from now on. Even after Pesach Mitzrayim, there's a tzivui every year on Pesach to bring the Korban Pesach. And here the Pasuk says, V'yavadato es avoida hazois b'achodesh hazeh. You should do this avoida that you just had to do on Pesach Mitzrayim, you should do it every year also. What does that mean? Sheyiyo kol avoidas chodesh hazeh kozeh. And like the next year, all the avoidas, any work you have to do for the Korban Pesach of the next year is the same way we did it by Pesach Mitzrayim. So therefore we're learning out, just like by Pesach Mitzrayim, it had to be watched 4 days in advance, who adin Pesach Lederus also has to be watched out 4 days in advance. Rashi Yeshay, kol avoidas, shachodesh hazeh kezeh, kol pischei deres hukshu zeh lezeh. Any Korban Pesach you bring from now on, you learn it out from the first Korban Pesach that was brought in Mitzrayim. O mi linyan mekhoi, mi be'eser. But that by Pesach Mitzrayim there was a special mitzvah to buy the Korban on Eser, on the 10th day of Nisan, that's a mayit mi'azeh. That's a good mi'at. Only hazeh, only that year you had to buy it, the 10th day. Ma'ashenken, from then on, you don't have to. Vai hazeh degabe bikur, I, by the Pasuk of Bikr, it also says, So why don't we say Hazeh means only that year and not from then on? We'll soon see what we do with the word Hazeh. But so far what we're saying is really, we do learn out from Pesach Mitzrayim, the halach is applied to the later Pesachim that are brought. Only this first din of Yikchum, that we say you have to buy it on the 10th day, here we dash in Hazeh means only that year, and from then on not. For the Gemara, Ela hu Hazeh, what do we do with the word hazeh? Is lamute pesach sheni de kavose. That was saying that by dikur, when the pasuk says voy lechem lemishmeres, you should watch it for 4 days. It says the lachodesh hazeh. So the question is, what do you mean only that year? We're just learning out now that all the psachim have that halacha. You have to watch it 4 days in advance. So why does the Torah say Hachodesh Hazeh mashma only that year and not further? So we're saying true, there's a miyat and a ribui. We're learning out to all other psachim from the next pasuk of V'yavada Teres Avoida Hazois. All the Avoida that was done in the Pesach Mitzrayim, you have to do further on. Why does the pasuk say Hazeh? That's the Mamayat Pesach Sheni, you do not have to check it out 4 days in advance. It means Lamayat Pesach Sheni de Kavosei. It's just like Pesach Mitzrayim. So Rashi says, "Lamutei Pesach Sheni mi biker abo yomim." Whoever brings a Pesach Sheni, whoever was tamei or could not bring a Pesach Rishon, that the locher is on Yud Dalad Iyar, you have to bring your Pesach Sheni. That Pesach Sheni Ladoris does not have to be checked out 4 days in advance. You can just check it out right before and bring it. Why do we memayit a Pesach Sheni only? So Rashi de Kavosim, "Teheve yom echod k'moy Pesach Mitzrayim," because just like Pesach Mitzrayim, the whole Yontif, the whole Karbon was only 1 day. After that, there was no Yontif of Pesach that first year. The Pesach first started 7 days the next year. Now in Pesach Mitzrayim, there's a miyat to say that you have to watch it for 4 days, it says, L'chodesh Hazeh, only this year and nothing else. So why do we say nothing else? Something that's like Pesach Mitzrayim that only has 1 day to it. Which of the Karbon Pesach has only 1 day? Pesach Sheni. V'yazeh degabi mikhoi mi beser akochach lamutei Pesach derisosa. Dinu lamutei shen lo yitzrach to amayit mahai hazeh degabi bikr amayit bikr abu yomim v'mekhoi eskavayim mishtoi. I mean, Pesach Sheni, you don't have to check it out 4 days in advance. So if you don't even have to check it out, pshit, you don't have to buy the korban 4 days in advance. So then it's like this. The halacha that it says by Pesach Mitzrayim, you have to check it out 4 days in advance. That's common, it says Hazeh only Pesach Mitzrayim, and not every Pesach Sheni, which is also only 1 day. So Pesach Mitzrayim was 1 day, it had to be checked out 4 days in advance. Pesach Sheni, even though it's also only 1 day, you do not have to check it out in advance. Mashenk in the first halacha that says by Pesach Mitzrayim, you had to buy the korban on the 10th day of Nisan, and that it also says L'chodesh Hazeh. So what does L'chodesh Hazeh mean? It can't mean only this year and not Pesach Sheni, because Maduch Pesach Sheni does not have to be checked out 4 days in advance. Pshiti, you do not have to buy it 4 days in advance. So the svar is now, Le Pesach Deris, when you bring every time on Yud Dalad Nisan, when you bring a Korban Pesach, that Korban Pesach does have to be checked out 4 days in advance. So even though you have to check it out, but you don't have to buy it 4 days in advance. You can say any behemoth you want, go to check it out now 4 days in advance to make sure it has no mum, but you don't have to say I'm buying it on miyachad this korban for the korban Pesach. On Erev Pesach you have a right now to take this korban and sell it to somebody else for korban or buy your korban right now. Like we have two dinim. It has to be checked out 4 days in advance to make sure there's no mum. But there's new din, you have to buy it. L'shem korban Pesach, that mitzvah was only l'chodesh Hazeh and Pesach Mitzrayim and not l'doris. The Duras, there's no mitzvah, you have to buy the korban, attend a Yud Nisan. So, Morela Meyata, if you can say these drushes again, that Hazeh means only that year and nothing further, Ela Meyata Dechiv, the Pesach says here by Pesach Mitzrayim, the Ochlo es Habosa Balaylo Hazeh. It also says you're supposed to eat the meat. When do you eat the meat of Korban Pesach? That night. But it says Halaylo Hazeh, that night. So you want to tell me, Yochanan, here also, Tizeh Nacha B'Laylo, V'yein Acha Nacha B'Laylo? You want to tell me, only by the Pesach Mitzrayim, that year, the mitzvah was to eat the meat that night. But you want to tell me the Duras, there's no mitzvah to eat it that night? You can eat it in the daytime also, or eat it another time. Is that true? We know, of course, every year you only eat the korban balayla. And the Gemara answers, oh, makro, but the pasuk says again, the yavadato es avoida. Now, all the avoida that you have to do for the next years, for the psochim, we learn out from the mitzvah of the first year. So just like by the first year, the pasuk says you have to eat the meat. You have to eat it at night time. So once you tell me adds on of Ladaris also, so why did the pasuk say the word hazeh here? Why did it say Vyochlu esabosa balailo hazeh? What do you need the word hazeh for? It just should have said Vyochlu esabosa balailo. The meat of the Korban Pesach is supposed to be by night time. Why does it say haleh? Hazeh? And for the Gemara, Likre Reb Lezer ben Azayev Reb Kiva. The Kotzer told me that Drosha, the Gemara in Brochas Dashins, that we don't know until how long of that night can you eat the Korban Pesach. Reb Kiva's Shita is, you can only eat it until Chatzos. After Chatzos, you're not allowed to eat it anymore. How does he know it? So Rashi says, in Perakam with the Brochas, Nemakan Balaylo Hazeh. Here it said the word, by eating the meat, you can eat it Balaylo Hazeh. For Nemalahalam, by Makas Becherus, it says, for Yovarti, Vyarat Mitzrayim, Balaylo Hazeh. Hashem went through Mitzrayim to kill out the Becherim that night, and when did Hashem kill them out? Bechatzos Halayla. That's why the Kiva Shita, you're only allowed to eat the Korban Pesach up until Chatzos. That's why the Minigam of Makbet, the Shrine, eat the Afikoimim before Chatzos, by Pesach by night, that's the current Rebbe Kiva Shita. Rebbe Lezer ben Azayin Rebbe Kiva. That they hold the Korban at Pesach also, you can only eat up until Chatzos Halayla. How do we know that from? Because the Pesach says, Balaylo Hazeh, we learn out the word here, Hazeh, from Makas Becherus also said Hazeh, means up until Chatzos. So that's why it says the word Hazeh here. But really, we learn it out Lederus, the mitzvah when to eat the korban is balayla. If so, again, that usually the word hazeh means only that year or not further on. The pasuk says also in Pesach Mitzrayim, v'chol orol lo yoichol boy. It says any orol, a person doesn't have a bris milah, not allowed to eat from the korban. It says v'chol orol lo yoichol boy. So the word boy means only here, this korban, not. So you want to tell me, hochinami, the boy any oichol. It's only an oral, a person doesn't have a bris milah, can't eat that year, Pesach Mitzrayim, can't eat from the Korban Pesach. Aval oichol b'Pesach deris, but you want to tell me from the next Pesachim that are brought, an oral could eat from it. And we know not like that. Have the Gemara know, on Makro again, the Pesach says, v'yavada to es avoida hazois, that all the avoida that's done from now on the Korban Pesach, we learn now from Pesach Mitzrayim. Habizoy ela boy lomeli, what does the Torah say here, v'chol oral lo yochal boy? What do I need the word boy for? Joshua said, "B'chol orol lo yechol." What do I have to have the word boy for? So Marin says, "Is boy ain oichol avul oichol b'matzamor?" Come to teach you in orol has the mitzvah to eat matzamor b'leil Pesach. Okay, so I would think that whoever has to eat the korban has to eat matzamor. But an oral that can't eat the korban does not have the mitzvah. Kamashla, no. Boy, only in the korban Pesach is an oral potter for eating. But to eat matzah morah, he has a chiyuv to eat it on Leil Pesach. The morel mayat. If you still want to make these drushes, the pasuk says, "Kol ben necher lo yecha boy." Anybody that's a ben necher pasha means he has some rashish in his nakru ma'isel lovish b'shemayim, like an apikurus. A person doesn't listen to Hashem, he goes connected Hashem. That's called a ben necher. He's a yid, he's a Yisrael, but he's not becurus, he went away from the das Yisrael. Is the pasuk says, lo yechal boy, he also can't eat from the Korban Pesach. If you want to tell me, hochi nami, the boy, the pasuk says, lo yechal boy, is the boy ain't oichel, he can't eat from Pesach Mitzrayim, avol oichel le Pesach, Pesach l'durus, but from the next years on, when the Kekhayas or brings the Korban Pesach, maybe a ben necher could eat from it, and we know he's not allowed to eat l'durus. Have the Gemara again, on Makro, the pasuk says, V'yavara to es avoida. No, all the avoid, all the mitzvahs of Korban Pesach from now on, we learn out to Pesach Mitzrayim. So, Ela boy lomeli, why does the pasuk say then, Kol ben nechal yechal boy? It just should have said, Kol ben nechal yechal. Why does it have to say the word boy for? We're learning it out now, l'durus, that a ben nechal can't eat. So why does it have to say it over again here, special for? Yeah, Kol ben nechal yechal boy? And if the Gemara, we're dashing, Ela Lomeli, boy himarto das poiselis. Vienna marto das poiselis petruma. So what's the ben necher? Really, he's the Yisrael. Just he went away, he's not becurus now, he's a mummer. He's not listening to the Torah. So that you don't listen to the Torah only patterns you that you can't eat from a Korban Pesach. V'yein ha-moras das peselos petruma. But let's say you're a kohen, even though you're a mumur, you're doing the averis, you still have a shem kohen, and you still lari truma. That's what the Torah says, v'chol b'necha l'yoichal boy, it's only a meat and carbon pesach he can't eat. But a truma he could eat, he still has a din kohen on him, he's still lari truma. So more of Yitzchok lemichtav or of Yitzchok lemichtav benecher. The Torah here by Korban Pesach has to say both of these two people are not larit from the Korban Pesach. If you're an Oral, you don't have a bris mila, or else you're a mumma, you're a benecher. The cost of Rachmon Oral Torah would have just said a person does not have a bris mila. He cannot eat from the Korban Pesach mishum demoyis. Lamai said that person is a meis person, doesn't look nice in the eyes of Hashem. A person that still has the Oral on him, he's a moistic person. So that's why Hashem does not want you to eat from the Korban Pesach. But you serve the Korban Pesach here, the FTCS Mitzrayim. That's the Kabbalah's Omar HaShemayim. This is the first Avodah we're doing to Hashem. You have to be someone that's nice to do the Avodah. If you're an Oral, you're not a nice person, you're meish, you don't look nice. In the eyes of Hashem, Hashem doesn't want you to bring the Korban. Avo ben Necher. But a person that has a bris mila, just that he's a mumer, he does all the averis, or he does say the Mechal Shabbos, is loimoyis. Lamaisa looking at him, his goof doesn't look meis. Is Ema loy? Maybe I would think he doesn't have a ptur. He has to bring a Korban Pesach. Itzrach. That's why I need the post to say no. Kol ben Necher. Whoever is a mumur also cannot bring a Korban Pesach. V'yashmin ben Necher. Third, would have just said a ben Necher can't bring it. I'll tell you, Mishum, the enlibo l'shemayim. His heart is not with Hashem. He's not in Shemayim. And all you said a Korban Pesach was Kabbalah sol malcha Shemayim. So if you're not a ben alibu l'shemayim, not doing the mitzvahs, the Torah, you can't bring Korban Pesach. Abul Orul, Mashenka, a person that doesn't have bris mila, the libu l'shemayim, he means well, he's doing all the mitzvahs, just that he didn't do the bris mila because his brothers died b'shas mila, so then he didn't have to have his bris mila up until now. So he's not called a mumur. So maybe he could bring a Korban Pesach. Kamashmila, no. Since this person in the Orul doesn't have a bris mila, he's still miyis, he can't have a Korban Brut. The Tosaf says here also by Korban Pesach, or Toisha V'Socher can't eat from the Korban Pesach. It's a question, what does Toisha V'Socher mean? Rashi learns here, Toisha means a Ger Toisha. His name is a Goy, he was a Mizgai in the Garmi, he's only a Ger Toisha, he can't eat. V'Socher Rashi is also Zer Nochri, it's also a Goy. The question is, why do you need to know me from a guy? He's an Oral, he doesn't have a bris mila. So Rashi says, we're talking about that he had a bris mila. If you have a guy that has a bris mila, still the Pasuk says, lo yoicha boy. He can't eat from a Korban Pesach. Fred the Gemara, is hachinami, you want to tell me, Pasuk says, boy, the boy who ain't oichel, he only can't eat in the Korban Pesach Mitzrayim. Abo loichel of a Pesach Duris? Maybe after Pesach Mitzrayim, the Duris, later generations, when they brought the Korban Pesach, maybe a Goy or a Ger Toshev, also type of a Goy, he could also eat from the Korban Pesach. Or Makrono, that's the next post that says, V'yavara Teres Avoidah, that all the Avoidahs that apply to Pesach Lederis, we learn out to Pesach Mitzrayim. Sif so yele boy lomeli, so why does the Pesach say, Toshev Asach L'yechel boy? Why does it have to say the word boy for? It just should have said, Toshev Asach L'yechel, that's enough. Why does it say the word boy for? And the Gemara, so the Shaila is the Gurus here or not. Rashi Taka says we shouldn't be Gurus this part. It doesn't make too much sense. What's the Moras Teres here? Elomuli is boy hamarta das poiselis. By a guy, since he's hamorazah, since he's a mumor, here the Teres said he's possum. V'yein hamoraz das poiselis betruma. But by truma doesn't passel. So Rashi takes this gear sound. Because if we're talking about a guy, what does a guy have to do with truma? A guy can't eat truma anyway. Who can eat truma? Only a kohen. So this part of the Gemara Rashi says he shouldn't be Gurus. But Elo Meyata, if he's still again, we want to make this first drasha we had, that HaChodesh HaZeh means only this year in Pesach Mitzrayim you have the halachis, that you have to buy the korban the tenth of Nisan, but not Lederis. Elo Meyata, the Pesach says, Omal Ta'oisai Oz Yoichaboy. The Pesach says, if you have children, you have an Evid, and you didn't give them a bris mila yet, the Odin, the master, is not allowed to korban Pesach. Until first, he makes a meal on them. If you have an Eved that you own, if he doesn't have a bris mila, the Adam, the master, can't eat the Korban Pesach. Is Hachinam here also, you want to tell me, the boy, it says Lashin, Oz Yoichal boy. What is the extra word boy? The boy ain't Oichal, only Pesach Mitzrayim he can't eat. Aval Oichal the Pesach Duris, but from then on maybe he could eat. And we know not like that. And the more again, Omakro, the Pesach says, V'yobara Tesavoy Dazois. that now all the avodah of the Pesach there is going out for Pesach Mitzrayim. Again, Ela Boy Lomeli. So why does the Torah say here again, Omal Toysi Ozyocha Boy? Why does it say the word Boy for him? Vidashin Boy Milas Chorav Avodiv Makevis. Only here by Korban Pesach. If you own an Evid, and the Evid doesn't have a Bris Mila yet, then even the Odin, the Master, is not late to Korban Pesach. V'ein Milas Chorav Avodiv Makevis Betruma. But let's say you're a Kayin, and you own an Evid, even though the Evid does not have a Bris Mila yet, the Odin, the Master, the Kayin, is allowed to eat Truma. This halacha that if your avodim don't have a bris mila, it gives you a din like an oral, that's only a din by korban pesach. But by truma, for a kohen, you don't have this halacha. A kohen is allowed to eat the truma, even though his avodim don't have a bris mila yet. For the Morella Mayata, again, they make these drushes, the chsiv yetzim la yishpru voy. Now the korban pesach here, by pesach Mitzrayim, you're not allowed to break the bones of this korban. Is Hachinam, you want to tell me the Boya in the Shoiv, only from Korban Pesach Mitzrayim you can't break the bones. Avoshev and Pesach Deris, but from generations later you are allowed to break the bones. And we know not like that. On Makro, the Pesach says again, Biavaraton, that you learn out all the Avoidis for the future generations from Pesach Mitzrayim. On Bezoyel, a Boy Lomeli, what do I need this word again, Boyfor? Just should have said, Vietzim La Yishperu. What do I have to say, Boyfor? Have the Gemara, Boy means Bekosher, Vleib Apostle. Only a special korban is allowed not to break the bones. Only if the korban is kosher. But let's say the korban becomes posel, then there's no halacha you're allowed to break the bone. There's no issa breaking the bone of a posel korban pesach. That's why it says etzel yishpru boy. Boy means only if the korban is kosher. The me'ela me'yata again. If so, the chsiv al toichli mimenu no. You're not let al toichli mimenu no. You're not allowed to eat from this korban from Pesach Mitzrayim if it's not well done. If it's halfway done, you're not allowed to eat it. So I'll tell you, mimenu iyatoichum. Only this year, Pesach Mitzrayim, the such halacha, you can't eat half well done. Avolat oichum no be Pesach Duris, but maybe the Duris for next generations, even if the meat is only halfway done, maybe you are allowed to eat it. On Makro again, the Pesach says, no, biyavadatum. We learn out all the avoiders of Pesach Duris, we learn out from Pesach Mitzrayim. Abazoi ele mimenu lomeli, what do I need the word to say mimenu for? Just should have said, altoichlo no, you're not allowed to eat the korban if it's halfway done. And the Gemara look at the Rabba Rabbi Yitzchak. So Rashi, they learn out the Perakorum, Nema Mimenu bePesach, Venema Mimenu bMeiser. Ma Laharan Oral also bePesach, and Afkan Oral also bMeiser. Has they learned out Alochem that an Oral is not Larita Meiser Sheni? How do I know that from? From a Hekish, or from a Xerah Shava. There's an extra word, Mimenu, that says here, Atochle Mimenu no. The word Mimenu is Takas extra. So I learn out from here to learn out Hilchas Maisi Sheni from Korban Pesach. To tell me, just like an oral, a person doesn't have a bris mila, cannot eat from the Korban Pesach, who adin is not allowed to eat Maisi Sheni. Vaitavanecho bichipozin. The Mishnah says only Pesach Mitzrayim was a mitzvah to eat it fast, but not le Pesach the Durs. The Durs we don't have to eat it fast. Minolon, how do we know this? The Yom HaKor, the Pesach says, V'yachaltim oisar bichipozin. Is oisoi necha bichpozen that korban? The korban of Pesach Mitzrayim you have to eat fast. V'yein acha necha bichpozen. But from then on, there's no mitzvah to eat the korban fast. You can eat it nice and slow. As slow as you want, you can eat it. It was only a din bichpozen at Pesach Mitzrayim. Fight the Pesach Durus Noy Kol Shiva. The Mishnah says, his Pesach Mitzrayim was only one night. Balay le'echod. Mashenke in the Durus of generations, you have 7 days. Fred Gemara, my koy, what is it going on 7 days? Ilayma Pesach, that to eat the Korban Pesach. You could eat it for 7 days. For the Gemara, Pesach Kol Shiva? Do we have a Korban Pesach all 7 days? A Korban Pesach L'Deris also is only one day. Just Erev Pesach you bring the Korban. And you only have a right to eat it that night, not further. For the Gemara, Pesach Kol Shiva Mi'ikah. Do we have such a din as Pesach Kol Shiva? We don't have that.